But it's amazing to look back on the year that the album's had, Black. It's been such a great journey for the record, for me, for everyone that was involved in making it. CMA nominations, Grammy nominations now to kind of close out the whole deal. The ACM nominations, which obviously means really a lot to me, especially hosting the show. Nice to have you nominated when you're up there hosting. But yeah, the album's really special. Put like a year and a half of work into it and really summed up a certain phase of my life at that time. And to get that recognition, most importantly from the fans, you know, that go out there and buy that album, buy those singles, sing those songs back to you so loudly night after night. That's the biggest recognition you can possibly get. But obviously getting the, you know, recognition from your peers and everyone in the business is really nice too. So it's nice to have both if you can get it. 'The song Different for Girls, I know exactly where I was when I heard it for the first time. I know what intersection I was when I heard that song on my iPhone. My buddy Arturo, who was the executive producer on this record, he sent me that song, and I just remember hearing this as I was turning left on this certain street and just being like, wow, this song is so different. I don't know how it fits onto the record, but it's just a great song, and I can connect with it in so many different levels. So I kind of held on to it for a long time. It was the last song I actually recorded for the record. And after I got all the other pieces of the album sorted out, there really was a home for this song that kind of helped round out the story I was trying to tell throughout the album. And new is special. It wasn't presented as a duet. It was just presented as a normal song, but I kind of heard it as a duet and started thinking about different people that would be great to collaborate with. And the person that my manager, Mary, and I kind of first gravitated towards was L. And I'd been listening to a lot of L. King around the house. X's and O's was really big at the time. My kids loved that song. And she just, following her on Twitter, she's just really funny, and I knew nothing about her at all. And but just, it was really meant to be, that whole song and our friendship. And it's just really one of those things which just could not have ever predicted it, but it ended up being totally meant to be. We've become really great friends, and that song just took on a life of its own. And it's been a really fun journey for us, our friendship as well as musically.